The Environmental Protection Agency has sent its final rule for 2014 volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard to the White House Office of Management and Budget for review in a last step before public release. National Biodiesel Board CEO Joe Job says they're hoping to see an increase in the requirement for biodiesel from the proposal released last year.
The proposal that they did would have basically just capped out biodiesel. And in fact, it would have dramatically caused a drop in production rather than just capping it out. This is a cornerstone energy policy that has demonstrated that it works. Last year was a great demonstration that the program works. We were able to grow from just over a billion gallons in 2012 to just under 2 billion gallons in 2013. And there was investment that was occurring. There was innovation. All of the positive benefits that were expected by a successful implementation of the RFS were being realized until sort of this roadblock imposed by the EPA and the administration.
Job says biodiesel has allowed the advanced biofuel component of the RFS to be met every year.
People talk about the failure of advanced biofuels to come on. It's not true. Because of biodiesel and the success of biodiesel, which is currently the only fully commercialized nationwide domestic advanced biofuel, biodiesels cause the advanced biofuel targets to be met every single year.
OMB has 30 days to review the EPA rule, but Job hopes that will go faster.
They don't have to use their 30 days, and in some cases it has gone longer than 30 days, but everybody's paying attention to this. It's been a very controversial rule, so we continue to urge OMB to get this final rule out as quickly as possible. We don't know what the numbers are yet, but we continue to hope and push and urge them to grow the program as Congress intended.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.